first-person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Amy McElroy reveals how leaves speak to her.
I first met foliage as a child, nestled between the Appalachian Trail and Blue Ridge Parkway. I weathered carsick trips on the too-slick parkway, only to gasp at the rest stop, goosebumps from the cold and the view. From the mountains, luscious hues sliding between sun and shadow called to my essence. Leaves speak to me. Surface dew, little lens of an eye, magnifies new questions. Great glowing yellows burst through oaks at noon. My eyes water from rich, dark cherry fingers layered on tangy yellow greens hiding underneath. Flirty orange maples fan and wave. Underbellies of pine's heavy boughs in shadow whisper sweet, deep green secrets. Fuzzy light green edges of the elm welcome me into a den. Branches sigh, tired in early afternoon winter sunsets. Like a mosaic, leaf tiles form intricate patterns, but this moving pattern changes, a kaleidoscope. Miss a moment of living art and you miss it forever. Isolated energy of flaming orange tree against a sharp blue sky, like a child spinning frenzy in a field. Orange intensity intimates danger. Instead, its softness stuns me. My connection with the color evokes deep meditation, focusing my breath until my heart lifts from my chest like a burden, passing my throat, lightening an airy massage over everything it passes, floating around my head until I look away. Light and shadow dancing on leaves like liquid berets pulls me to life up in the tree.
Amy McElroy is a writer and yoga instructor from Morgan Hill. This piece was originally produced by Mead Fisher. For First Person Singular, I'm Laurie Korn.